ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Dear Beck.
Dear Beck.
Dear Beck.
Help. Can you help me, Beck?
I feel like my teenager hates.
Oh my God. Teenagers.
It's like I don't even know him anymore.
I just feel completely useless.
Off the rails.
I really don't know what to do.
Help, Beck.
Oh my gosh, Beck, help.
Hi, I'm Beck Sparrow, host of this season of Parental as Anything Teens. In these bite-sized Dear Beck episodes, I'm going to help solve the teen problems that are keeping you and me up at night. I can't tell you how many emails I get from parents every week pleading for my help because they've tried everything they can to get through to their teens and they're at their wit's end. These days, devices are a part of our teens' lives, right? They use them for their homework, to chat to their mates, to pay for stuff. This mum is at a loss with how to pry her son away from his console.
Dear Beck, my 13-year-old son has always been a bit of a gamer, but it got really out of control during COVID, and yeah, he's pretty addicted. Aside from some breaks to actually play basketball and eat, from the moment he gets home from school till we manage to get him to bed around 9:30 or 10, he's gaming. Look, he is socialising while he's playing. He's chatting with his friends online, which is something, right? And he will hang out with his friends in real life if I organise it. But he seems really happy just to socialise online. How much should I care about this, Beck? He's got friends and he's able to focus in school and get really great marks. And if I should worry, how do I address it?
Signed, every parent of a teenage boy in Australia. I have three kids, two boys who are obsessed with gaming. So I understand this issue. Gaming is really tricky. And of course, lots of kids love gaming. It's not just boys, but it is huge amongst teenage boys. So do I think you've got a problem? This is what I would say. Be alert, not alarmed. So here's what we know about gaming. About 3% of kids have a gaming addiction, and about 10% of kids are maybe in the hazardous territory. And the remaining 87% of kids are able to game, and it's fun, and it's enjoyable, and it's not an issue. So there's an Australian bloke, Associate Professor Wayne Warburton, a Macquarie University psychologist who specialises in problem gaming. And he has a checklist of what parents should look out for. If your child meets all of these categories, that would indicate maybe there's a gaming addiction. And if maybe there's only one category, one or two, that might be when they're in hazardous territory. Ready? One, loss of interest in other hobbies. So this is really sad as a parent when your child used to love basketball or art or playing an instrument. And then, you know, slowly gaming becomes the only thing that they want to do, which is very upsetting as a parent to watch your child lose all of their interests. Friendships. Everything is about being online, which we know is not good for us, right? Third, avoiding activities other than gaming. I knew a boy once who was throwing away birthday party invitations, putting them in the bin before his parents could see them because he didn't want to leave the house. He just wanted to keep gaming. And in fact, I know one kid that was so obsessed with gaming, they were actually soiling themselves because they didn't want to go to the toilet. That's a red flag. Here's a big one, angry or violent outbursts. And there's lots of shame around that one, right? But I just want to say to you, it's really common, okay? And the last one is affecting their schoolwork. Now, in this case, we know with this boy, it's not affecting his schoolwork and it doesn't sound like he's being violent either. But here's the thing, excessive gaming can impact the prefrontal cortex, making it difficult for teenagers to regulate their emotions. That's why they're having all those outbursts and getting violent and angry. They have trouble focusing on tasks and functioning in the offline world. What I want you to do is check who your son is actually talking to and ensure he's not following them onto other platforms, especially with teenage boys being targeted by predators posing as teen girls and they start talking to them on gaming platforms and then kind of convince them to share phone numbers and whatever and take those conversations away from the gaming platform. So be warned about that. So what are we going to do? Number one, go and get yourself a lockable box. I have one of these in my house. Now, if your son is gaming until 10 p.m., he is going to be wired and possibly not getting enough sleep because kids aged 5 to 13, they need to be getting about 9 to 11 hours of sleep. So you really want to be turning off the tech at least an hour before he goes to bed. In terms of how do you address it with him, I'm a big believer that knowledge is power. And so I actually sat down all of my kids this week, seriously, and we watched an Australian Story episode on gaming addiction called Press Start, and it's all about the dangers caused by excessive gaming amongst teenagers. And I think there's something about your kids getting this information from someone who is not their parent, where they tend to listen to it more. And finally, I would say that tech has a habit of white-anting our lives. So we know that rituals and traditions and hanging out in person with family and friends and being present, they are the things that boost our happiness levels.
And that's why we want to put boundaries in place. Maybe no tech at mealtimes or in the car.
And maybe as a family, you go and do something where it is impossible to hold technology in your hands at the same time. So you might go bike riding, canoeing, go and play some basketball, get outside, spend time together and have those breaks from technology. I love tech. I actually love gaming. Look, I am awesome at Pac-Man. I'm not even joking. In my household, I have the high score. But you can't do it all the time. If it's the only thing that's giving you joy, that's a problem. And we don't want that for our kids. We want our kids to have lots of interests and friendships and be outdoors. And yes, they can love gaming as long as there's a balance.
If you want some help with the nitty-gritty of raising teens and you're desperate, send me a voice note to teens@abc.net.au and I will do my very best to help iron out the creases. And make sure you follow us on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.